Good afternoon, Tracy Morgan with you with your extended news at noon. And as we have for the past many weeks, we've had many great business people on and different area officials to talk about what it looks like right now for them through their eyes. And right now we have Troy Allen on the phone. Christine Sepich is with us and also Angela Krajosik. And they're both with Troy Allen. And ladies, thank you very much for joining me for a couple of minutes.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And so I want to talk about what it is that you've been through, but I also want to talk about what you're seeing now. And so let's just start with what you've been through, because car dealerships I haven't had an opportunity to talk with yet. So take us through what you had to deal with, and then we'll move up until today.
As of March 20th, when the Pennsylvania mandated the shutdown, service was classified as an essential portion, so therefore all service locations within Western Pennsylvania did remain open. Both our stores in Slippery Rock and in Katanning immediately implemented CDC guidelines, which included adding additional glass to all the cashier service counters, and we were very proactive at installing glass in preparation of when open line sales would return. We issued to all our employees the precautionary practices and guidelines, including wearing face masks, disposable gloves when handling keys or when in customer vehicles. We implemented, the GM was fabulous at giving us additional guidelines on how to have the clean program with the cars. So that, as far as making the customer feel comfortable, we also offered them the concierge service where we were picking up cars, letting them drop them off. We were returning the cars to them in order to keep a service available to the customer, because as an essential portion of your daily lifestyle, cars were very important. I mean, it was shocking to me when we had several people with flat tires that if service would have been closed, they would not have been able to go to their essential employment, like hospital workers. It was really, like I said, shocking. We also, unfortunately, did have to furlough half of our employment base on the front line of our location since that was closed.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I think we have to recognize the many, many, many industries that were hit. I mean, we were all hit by this. But I think we focus on our own situation and forget about what others are going through or had to go through. So have you had the opportunity to bring your furloughed individuals back at this point?
Yes. And Angela, go ahead and speak on behalf of when we returned on April 20th.
Yes, so the sales portion of the business was shut down for about 4 weeks. In that time frame that we were closed, as Christine said, I think the most exciting enhancement to our showroom is the clean room. There's glass installed to separate this room. The plexiglass was installed so that, you know, the salesperson and the customer, they could still communicate, but we were protected. That makes the customer feel so much more comfortable. We have had customers who needed a new vehicle, you know, during this time, which, you know, was a struggle while we were shut down. So as sales reopened, you know, the online sales came available. The addition to our website, TroyAllenBuick.com, they added the shop, click, drive feature. So people could shop for a vehicle online, and then we implemented the electronic notary and the e-contracting service. So customers could sign documents from their own smart device, which eliminated us, you know, handling papers back and forth.
Did people shop online during that time? And I ask that because I've talked to the real estate industry, and I'd say that they were surprised at the response that they got, because people were still very active. They were home. They could do that shopping online. They could interact, like you're talking about, with paperwork going back and forth online. So when it comes to the auto industry, were people buying cars during this time?
They were. We did notice an increase in people shopping. I mean, shopping all models and, you know, comparing the different makes. So we did, you know, notice the increase in the online sales. Test drive. So I always compare, you know, shopping online. It's hard to shop online, even for clothes or shoes. So once we reopened for the online sales, we did offer test drives, but the customers would have to go themselves. You know, we tried to eliminate any two people at a time in a vehicle. So we also adjusted and staggered our sales appointments, too, so that the clean room, you know, there weren't too many people in the building at one time.
Right. So how does that put a model for the future into play? Does it change your model of selling cars? Are you back to the way you used to sell cars? What are you going to do as we move forward?
It certainly has changed, and there were, you know, positive improvements to the process. For instance, you know, the e-contracting from a business standpoint, it's just so much faster. It's nice for the customer. They have the information. It's saved on their, you know, smart device, whether it's their phone or their tablet. They can save it to their computer. So, you know, we've noticed some positive changes that we will stick with from this point on.
How are you doing test drives now? Are people still able to test drive? And then when you do test drive, do you have to clean the interior of the car again?
We do. We've been sanitizing the keys, door handles, steering wheels. The GM Clean program has given us some products as well to use, handling keys with gloves. Test drives, for the most part, are still being done on a, you know, solo basis, just to protect everybody.
And I was on a test drive, oh, I don't even know if it was a year ago or so, and they let you go solo at that point. And so has that changed for your particular business, or is that kind of a trend that was in the auto industry at that time?
For us, that was not the case.
Okay.
You know, prior to the COVID-19. The benefits of a salesperson going with a customer on a test drive is, you know, if a customer has a question about a feature as they're driving, it's nice to be able to explain that feature. So what we've learned is, you know, we have to explain the features prior, you know, prior to them going. We have implemented the videos. There's a lot of how-to videos now. GM has assisted with adding more and more, you know, how-to videos to their website, to the Buick Owner Center. So it's the process has changed, but we've received a positive response from it.
That's one thing maybe someday we'll get away from it. I can't get away from it is a test drive. I need to get in the car. You know, I want to get in the car. I want to see how far away from the pedals I am. I'm only 5 foot tall, so I have to see, you know, am I going to hit my head when I get out of it? You know, my knee's going to hit the dash, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And so I think that's just so vital and important to be able to continue doing that. So I hope that stays. But do you see any change for that in the future as you're going down just in your industry like 5 or 10 years?
I don't think a test drive would ever be eliminated. We in this store have compared it to, you know, shopping for shoes.
Yes,
you try
yes.
to shop for shoes online, and you don't know if they're going to fit.
Right.
So it's very important with this magnitude of the purchase. A customer will always be offered a test drive prior to purchase.
Are we wearing masks? Are we not wearing masks? Are they optional for you? How are you dealing with that?
Yes, we are certainly wearing masks. Our employees are wearing masks while they're in the building. We are asking customers, you know, to wear the masks as well. We never know if there's somebody in here that, you know, has an immune deficiency mm-hmm. or, you know, we have some older clients, and we just want to make sure everybody is protected, and we don't want somebody to feel uncomfortable as they enter our building.
Absolutely. And so are folks socially distanced within your building still? Or, I mean, because when you go into a car dealership, you have a lot of space, you know, so, I mean, desks aren't necessarily right next to each other.
Well, all of us have separate glass to offices, and in the service lounge area, we actually removed part of the lounge and took away chairs and made sure that they were within the 6 feet staggering distance. And we also staggered the appointments to ensure that we wouldn't have more than two customers. And the lounge is very large. If you've ever visited the Slippery Rock location, or you probably haven't been to Katanning, there's four televisions in Slippery Rock, so the customers can feel comfortable. And I know that when we've had more than two customers at a time, I know it's limited. It has definitely affected the amount of business that we're able to do at one time. We urgently make sure that we're able to get the customers in and out quickly by asking them. We had a customer yesterday that came in that actually brought a lawn chair and sat outside. Feel comfortable coming in.
Sure.
Now, at that point, we offered him many times to take a courtesy transportation unit that General Motors offers as well. And he said since he lived about 30 minutes away, he preferred to sit in a lounge chair outside, and he brought his lunch. So that was also difficult during the service period where all the restaurants were closed, so it wasn't like somebody could go to the top of the hill and grab some lunch. A lot of times customers will come in, they'll take a courtesy unit, go have lunch, come back. So we had that a little bit of adversity there. We shuttled a lot as well. We would go to the home, pick up the car, bring it back, return it to them, and ensure them that it had been sanitized before we left them with their vehicle. There were customers that did not feel comfortable with the whole process, and they waited. Since Pennsylvania extended the state inspection requirements through June 30th,
mm-hmm.
We are now seeing an increase since we're 14 days away from the end of the month, where a lot of people need to get in and get the cars inspected since they passed on the April 30th and May inspection time frame. So now there's a rush, and we knew that that would happen, and I think that's across the board with all industries. With a haircut, for example, everybody needs their haircut now, and businesses are strong. In fact, you can't have enough hours in the day at this point to fulfill that backlog of business that was sacrificed during the initial emergency.
Well, with your service portion of your industry, I agree. It's absolutely essential. And even the sales, I mean, people need cars to go where they need to go, whether they're used or new. Do you think that you're going to see any kind of slowdown as an industry overall as we go through like the next month or two, or do you think that sales will stay where they are? And the reason I say that, and this is just me conjecturing, I don't have any data in front of me. It's just I wondered when the stimulus checks came in and people had a little extra money, did that help them make whatever purchase they were going to make? If that's gone or whether they're saving it, I don't know, but do you think sales will slow down in your industry because of the stimulus checks? If they were spent, they're now gone.
Unfortunately, I think we missed a little bit of that window since sales was completely shut down when a lot of that money was issued. General Motors had predicted that there would be about a 15 to 20% forecast of fewer or less sales in 2020 initially, which was shocking to me. And at the beginning of the year when they said that, I don't even know why they said that, I said, well, we weren't going to reduce our sales by 20%, but now we're seeing where what has affected a lot of the sales, there was no production and the production line. So there's actually a shortage of trucks and certain models, not so much with Buick. Buick had a flow of units still continuing to be shipped, but the truck market is very, very lean right now, which is creating a supply and demand effect with the pre-owned prices that are actually increasing significantly. Since new trucks are not going to be, I mean, there's a slow shipment influx of that. So there's going to be a balance there where it's going to be a little weak, and then it's going to increase again, I think, by September when all the trucks start being shipped in August. It takes about 8 weeks. And with General Motors just returning about a week ago, the production lines are still not completely ramped up. But I'm hoping, you know, we're hoping for a recovery, but I analyzed where we were. I think we're about 85% sales market rate now compared to the 100% we had in January. We had a strong January, February, up until March 20th, which we were having a strong year. And then, of course, you should have seen the graph. It was like the COVID-19 graph.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It dropped.
Yeah.
It was really significant for all businesses. I'm sure the loss of profit and income to survive has been significant, and I hope that everyone comes through.
Now, you can... I'm sorry to interrupt you. You can either answer this next question pertaining to just your business or your industry overall, but my next question is, when it comes to car dealers, a lot of individuals know that they can go in and sometimes get a deal. You know, can you get another $1,000 off or so? Some dealerships don't do that. Some do. During this time, when we're just trying to survive, as you mentioned, are we able to go into a car dealership or into your business and get another $1,000 or $2,000 off? Or do you think that prices will be the sticker price and that's what you have to do in order to maintain your business?
Angela, go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, absolutely not. We would we always give very fair pricing. That's how we, you know, manage our customer base. We have such a strong referral and return business that because of our reputation for fair pricing. So, yes, we're always willing to work with the customer on the sell price, the trade value. We try to maximize their savings. And in return, we have received a very strong referral base there.
Absolutely. Let me get your website again, because, of course, I want all businesses to flourish. And since you're on the phone with me, let's get that website out one more time so folks can see what your inventory is.
Thank you. You can visit our website at www.troyallenbuick.com.
So, Christine, Angela, any final thoughts you want to leave with us today about the auto industry or about Troy Allen as you are walking into the next many months?
We just want to ensure and make everyone aware that both locations, Slippery Rock and Katanning, provide you with a very safe and comfortable atmosphere, and we will be very aggressive at giving you the best price available in ensuring that you get the safest vehicle available during these difficult times.
And Angela, anything that you'd like to add?
I believe, you know, some of these changes, that we're trying to take a positive outlook on this situation, and there have been many positive changes implemented during this time that we'll continue with down the road. So, you know, our process has improved, and we're excited to share that with the customer.
Christine, Angela, thank you so much for your time today. You've been the first auto industry dealership that I've been able to talk to and get a picture of what you all are going through. And my best to you all as you continue to move forward in the next many months. And I hope all the sales exceed your expectations.
Thank you, Tracy, for having us.